Earlier in the show, we talked about the Iowa caucuses. African Americans are only 2.5% of the state's population, but don't let the numbers fool you. Black leaders in the Hawkeye State are determined to have their say. Today, we've got two Black Iowans to talk about the state of the state. Leon Mosley is co-chair of the Iowa Republican Party, and Abraham Funchess is the director of the Iowa Commission on the Status of African Americans. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello. Yeah. So good to be here.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year's. Abraham, let me start with you. You are directing this state commission on African Americans. First of all, where do Black Iowans live? Mainly in a couple of cities or spread out across the state?
Right. Good question. But for the most part, over half of Iowa's Black population live in three cities primarily: Des Moines, Waterloo, and Davenport. And of course, the city with the largest Black population is Waterloo, with 14% Black.
So what about these key issues? What's really on your mind as you look at Black communities in Iowa?
There are several, actually. Right now we have the OCBI initiative, the Ongoing Covenant with Black Iowa, and we're looking at several issues: education, youth development, economic development, political involvement, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, with the latest news, as we talk about Black incarceration and suspensions and expulsions from school, those take precedence, obviously, education as well as criminal justice issues.
Give us a little bit more of a taste of what specifically you're talking about with incarceration.
Well, right. Even though we represent about 2.5% of the entire state population, we represent about 26-27% of those in the prison population in the state of Iowa. And, of course, that's alarming to us, as it is for everyone else in the nation, quite frankly. And in order to address those kinds of issues, we have to look, obviously, at education, what's going on there, why the breakdown. We believe the increased expulsions and suspensions are closely related to the problems associated with the other criminal justice issues. And this is something that we have decided to try to tackle using a comprehensive model called the Ongoing Covenant with Black Iowa Initiative, which moves people in various parts of the state to not only talk about the problems, but begin to propose solutions to those problems, and then attach a budget to it. So what we're looking at with the OCBI initiative right now is that we are looking to shift the conversation from talking about our pain to our plan, which is something Tavis Smiley has been touting a lot. And, of course, attaching a budget to it, coming up with policy development, and then legislative implementation.
Leon, it sounds like there's some serious issues that are on the table. What would be your plan for addressing them? What would you like to see the Republican Party do, or what would you like personally to happen around issues of incarceration, of education?
Well, when you stop and think about it, it goes all the way back to the home. And ever since our home environment has been demoralized and you can't hardly spank your kids anymore without you going to jail, so I, far as I'm concerned, when I look at my state of Iowa, and you stop and think about 2.5% of the population and 26-27% are in prison, you have to work hard to go to prison. They just don't send you there the first time. You have to do something over and over and over again to the people just say, hey, enough's enough. And as far as the Black community is concerned, I'm outraged that we keep talking about it. There's three types of people in this world: those that make things happen, those that let things happen, those that don't know what's happening. And unfortunately, we do a lot of talking. We're the best talkers in the world, but when it comes up to get up and talk about doing something, we are the last to get up.
When you think about, you mentioned issues of the home, but what do you believe the role of government is? Because that's been something that in recent years has been a defining question between the two parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. How much should government solve problems that some people ascribe to, you know, personal behavior, personal responsibility? In Iowa, how much would you like to see the next president of the United States take responsibility for dealing with issues like racial justice, like education?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, the first thing I would like to see, I'd like to see smaller government, and I want government to get the heck out of my life. If they get out of my life, I can make it, and I can raise my kids like they need to be raised, And my dad whooped my butt when I'd done something wrong. The neighbors whooped my butt. And I, you know, I'm not in prison. I don't do drugs. And I understand what life's all about. I mean, when I wake up in the morning and look in the mirror, I don't see a white guy standing there. I see Leon Mosley looking in the mirror. And the thing that I have a challenge to do is, what can I do to help make this a better, safer place without blaming everybody for something? You know, I just don't believe in blaming anybody for anything. I've been all across this state. I've been in parts of this state where there wasn't even a black dog in town. But let me tell you something. I never had a problem because I go there to treat people like I want to be treated. I'm not going there and demanding anything, asking anything. And if anything government can do is talk about a hand up and not a hand out. That's what just irks me.
Abraham, when you think about the lives of people in Iowa, in a state which is more rural than America as a whole, has less people of color than America as a whole, that has a specific character that has permeated American politics because of its position for years, how important is it for black Iowans to try to get out some kind of a conversation about what communities are facing? Is this just, I'm trying to do this delicately, should people care?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the condition for black folk in Iowa right now is perilous, to put it mildly. And it's imperative that we do the very best we can through agencies such as the one I have the privilege of directing at this particular time to give voice to black Iowa. As a matter of fact, I'm legislatively mandated to be the black voice for Iowa. And as we continue to push the OCBI initiative, which is an ongoing covenant with all of Iowa, we are asserting that to make black Iowa better necessarily makes all of Iowa better. And while we do believe in the importance of assuming accountability and responsibility for actions that go on within the black population, we at the same time emphasize that government does have to play a huge role in terms of correcting the disparities that are present within Iowan society. The disparity in education, the disparity in terms of black incarceration, these high expulsion and suspension rates that are going on in school, are not just happening in a vacuum or a colorblind society. The reality is that the variable of race plays a big role in a lot of the policy construction that goes on in Iowa. And indeed, we want exactly what Mr. Mosley was talking about, not a hand out, but a hand up. And so the emphasis is on really coming up with proposed solutions to the problems so that we can continue to advocate for the kind of fiscal funding we need in order to correct those problems.
Do you think that you're hearing people who are politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, speaking to the issues you're talking about, Abraham?
In some places, we're very optimistic. I mean, after all, the OCBI initiative was very fortunate to receive some funding because of legislators that crossed the aisles, Republicans and Democrats, black and white. So we're optimistic that people are beginning to appreciate the need to do something about it. And we think that that happened in part because we had a plan. We're talking less about our pain and beginning to put emphasis on a plan, while at the same time we know we are continually fighting an uphill battle. While we're optimistic about some of the situations that are happening nationally in terms of the way people are responding to some of the politicians, it suggests that America's coming to a point, Iowa's coming to a point where it's coming to grips with itself as we talk about war, race, poverty, etc. But we know it's an ongoing battle. Nothing's going to change overnight, and we have to make sure that we have all of our ducks in a row.
Leon, are you hearing from politicians? I know that you're strongly affiliated with the Republican Party, but are you hearing from Republicans or Democrats anything that speaks to you?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, not really.
Not even really. From Republicans?
Well, when you start talking about the home, who's talking about the home? We're talking about wars, and we're talking about Iraq, we're talking about everything, but we're not talking about – and see, you got to understand something. When you start talking about giving somebody something, when government gives you something, there are strings attached. Mm-hmm. That's why I just wanted government to leave me alone. I chase drug dealers all over the state of Iowa. I don't ask for one dime from the government because I know they're going to have strings on it. They're going to tell me where to go, when to go, how to go. And if I spend my own money doing it, I can go where I want to and do what I want to and stay long as I want to and don't care who cares about it, long as I get the job done.
So this is in your other hat, not in your hat as the co-chair of the Iowa Republican Party.
Right.
Well, in general, I guess where I'll leave it, Leon, is what do you hope to see emerge out of this caucus in terms of not just for this one day, but in general, putting these issues that you've talked about, like incarceration, like educational attainment, on the table?
Well, with me, a lot of people have asked me who should they support and vote for and this and that. My attitude to the Republican Party is, as co-chair of the Republican Party, and I must add and tell you, I'm the highest black in the history of the state of Iowa in any party. Now, does that say a lot? And I got one foot in on a banana peel, another one in the graveyard. But I'm saying this to you. We need to look at what we can do for ourselves and stop depending and counting on government to do anything for us. I am so tired of people talking the talk, but they won't walk the walk. How many politicians have we sent to Washington, D.C.?
Well, gentlemen,
only to feel bad about it.
Gentlemen, I'm going to have to end it there. I want to thank you both so much. Speaking with Leon Mosley, Iowa Republican Party co-chair from KUNI in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Also, Abraham Funchess. He spoke with us from our election studios in Des Moines, Iowa. And that's our show for today. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, the moment of truth in Iowa. I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.